I'm eastbound to Watch Old Bandit Run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail.
That's right, man.
So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking.
That's right. You better listen to Jerry Reed, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. That's any song, any artist, anything. 708 area code first to kick it off. Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, from perhaps the finest motion picture in the history of cinema, Smokey and the Bandit. Man, I love that movie. It's Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down. Hey, Dan, do they have that? How far back do some of the archives go that we have here at the station? They go back pretty far, right?
Yeah, depending on what you're looking for.
Because the saga of Andy Herman never having seen Smokey and the Bandit, and I had to like yell at him because he never saw Smokey and the Bandit, and then then he finally watched it, and we had like he did like a like two segments where he took copious notes and talked about it. It was just hysterical. His reaction to Smokey and the Bandit as a person who'd never seen it before, and this was like 10 years ago, I think. Something along those lines.
Yeah, if it was 10 years ago, we might still have it.
Yeah. Smokey and the Bandit, man. You've seen Smokey and the Bandit, haven't
you? I have, yes.
Esmeralda?
No.
You haven't seen Smokey and the Bandit?
I don't have to take notes on it, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
It's Burt. You know, are you aware of it? You know,
yeah.
It's right? Burt Reynolds.
Is Bandit the car?
Bandit is Burt Reynolds.
Okay, so that's Smokey.
Smokey is Jackie Gleason.
Oh, okay.
Now, Smokey is a term that is used by the CB people, you know, in CB jargon. Smokey is a state trooper.
Okay.
And so Bandit is his nickname and his handle on CB, Burt Reynolds.
Now, what movie is it with Burt Reynolds and Sally Field?
Well, that she's in that.
Oh, okay.
She's in like three or four Burt Reynolds movies.
Oh, right.
Because they dated for a while. And they dated for a long time. So they were
interesting.
Yeah, they dated in the 70s, like throughout the 70s and into the, I think, throughout the 70s they dated. And so she's in like four Burt Reynolds movies. She's in two of the Smokey and the Bandit movies. She's in Hooper. She's in The End. So yeah, they dated for a while. And then she went on to like become, you know, like an Oscar winner, and he just went on to be Burt Reynolds.
Right, that's what I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
She dated him.
Well, she didn't start doing Oscar. You know, she won an Oscar. It's really funny because, like, she did Smokey and the Bandit, and she did The End with him. And then she goes off and does Norma Rae. She wins a Best Actress Oscar. And they ask her to come back to do Smokey and the Bandit 2, like, a year afterwards. And she went, I don't think so. And they had broken up. By the time they did Smokey and the Bandit 2, they were, like, on the verge of breaking up, or they did break up. But she through, you know, she said, all right, I'll do it. But she asked for like a ton of money. And Smokey and the Bandit 2 is terrible. It's where they're hauling a pregnant elephant across country.
Oh.
It's terrible. But the first one rules. The first one is great. And it's because of Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason is unbelievably funny in that movie. So, anyway. So that's Eastbound and Down, man. Esmeralda, do you ever buy frozen pizzas?
Oh yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Do you have a brand that you like the most? Because I have
Tombstone.
Here, Tombstone.
Yeah.
Okay. We have here Andy Kreiza from Thrillist.com. Wrote a piece about frozen pizzas ranked by how close to delivery they taste. So if you want to jump in, what are your frozen pizza choices? 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking some different kind of food stories here for a little bit because I got a bunch of them, and we haven't talked food in last week was the last time I think we talked about food. So we're going to talk about it this morning. Frozen pizzas ranked on how close to delivery they taste. So you, Esmeralda, you go to Tombstone.
I like Tombstone. I do not like DiGiorno.
You don't like DiGiorno.
I don't know. I just do not. When I've had it, I do not enjoy it.
DiGiorno is number one on this guy's list.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't care if the sides grow or whatever. No, thank you.
It says, look, this isn't a real pizza. The crust is exceedingly firm on the bottom and doughy on top. But this pizza, more than any of the others, feels like it's really, really trying to be real pizza. And it's largely succeeding. I would rather eat this than Domino's or Papa Murphy's any day. The cheese, salty and elastic. The sauce, slightly sweet, but with a nice little red pepper spice to make it the best of the bunch. And no, you would never believe that this was delivery, but you also probably wouldn't care because it's the most balanced nuance of all of the options in your freezer. So there you go.
I think it's too a thing of I don't want it to taste like delivery.
Why not?
Because I just want a frozen pizza.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost the same time. Almost the same time frame.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like good pizza. And delivery, you know, delivery pizza is better than frozen pizza. I just, that's, you know, how I feel.
No, it is. But sometimes I'm like, ooh, a frozen pizza sounds good.
Now, Dan, what about you? Do you have a frozen pizza that you enjoy?
I was always a Jack's guy.
It was the cheapest. Jack's was always cheap, man. When I was working in the dairy in the frozen department at Jewel, they had specials on. You could buy 55 Jack's pizzas for a buck or something. It was always cheap and good. I like Jack's pizza. It's a good frozen pizza. Now your other one that you picked, Tombstone, comes in at number 11 on here. Out of 12. It says, frozen gets a bum rap, but people automatically assuming it's going to taste like cardboard crust, mealy cheese and tons of grease, and a sauce that takes a step up from spicy ketchup. But that's because of pizza like this. This gets bonus points because it has two kinds of pepperoni, thin discs and thick chunks. The bad news, both of them are kind of gross. So this guy is not a big fan of the Tombstone.
Whatever. Keep his DiGiorno.
Tombstone is fine. I don't know. Let's see. Number 12 on the bottom of his list. Number 12 is Whole Foods 365. Uh-oh. Dissing on the Whole Foods? I didn't think legally you could do that.
Not going to be able to buy your quinoa anymore.
I was going to say, I was thinking if you don't make at least $400,000 a year, you're not allowed to diss Whole Foods. When it came out of the oven, it looked like a picture-perfect frozen pizza, so it tasted... When it tasted so bizarre on the first bite, I immediately thought I had forgotten to remove the plastic. For real. Everything about this tasted weirdly off, from the strangely viscous cheese to the chemically tainted sauce. It looked like an upscale version of a $1.50 Totino's party pizza, and it tasted like one of those that got left out in the sun. You could do better than this, Whole Foods. Wow.
It's harsh.
Jeez.
You know, might be Target.
Okay.
Or one of those like store brands.
Yeah.
That they have. Those aren't bad. I've enjoyed those.
Okay.
From all of them.
So like a Walmart.
Like the fancier. I'm thinking Dominic's, but since Dominic's does not exist anymore.
The Mariano's?
Yeah. Like they used to have, you know, their in-house brand.
Yeah. Jewel used to have good frozen pizza. I don't know if they still do. But Jewel used to have good frozen pizza.
Yeah. And it was like a fancier. It'd be like prosciutto and...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's see what this is. Israel on WGN. Hi, Israel.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good, good. My best frozen pizza, I would say, will be Home Run In Pizza.
Home Run In is great. Home Run In is a great frozen pizza. I totally agree with you 100%, Israel.
Yep. I think that, you know, the crust, you know, it's a nice, crispy crust that, you know, makes it delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's great. I really do. And, you know, actually they have great delivery pizza, too, Home Run In.
Yes. And I actually grew up in a city, which was right next to the Home Run In pizza. That's why I fell in love with it.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, great stuff. All right, Israel, thanks to you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Day. Yeah. You ever have Home Run In, Dan?
Can't say that I have.
Oh, it's good. Good pizza.
Do they have stores?
They did, yeah. I don't know. I don't think they do anymore, but they did. But now you can just get it frozen. You can get Home Run In pizza frozen. It's good. Now here's another one that is a very cheap one that was very popular, you know, among people who don't want to spend a lot of money on frozen pizza. Tony's. I know that's like a generic name. Everything Italian is named Tony. When I was a kid, our school cafeteria would advertise Tuesday as Tony's Pizza Day. As such, it reminded me of childhood, like the most disappointing parts of childhood. It was really glossy, underseasoned, and super bland outside of an acidic punch in the palate. That came in at number 10 on his list. Doesn't like Tony's. I don't remember particularly liking Tony's. I remember it was cheap, so we would get it. But Jack's was always better than, I mean, a million times better than Tony's and just as cheap. Amy's Cheese Pizza comes in at number 9. Now, Amy's that's the veggie. Amy's is the frozen vegetarian food line. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
That Amy's is all veggie stuff. Or vegetarian.
Not that, yeah.
And it's clearly not vegan unless, because there's cheese on this pizza.
Well, it could be fake cheese.
Yeah, I'm sure that tastes fantastic. Amy's the go-to brand for folks who want to feel as though they're eating something healthy, yet they're still eating pizza. There's an overpowering acidity and saltiness on this thing that really kills the mood. The crust is satisfyingly bouncy, and the cheese has a nice little stretch, but it offers suffers some from weird balance between good and fake. And that sauce, ick. It's like when you start to make your own marinara and you realize you did something wrong, but you eat it anyway. Amy, I'm trying to remember what other Amy stuff I've had. I've had some other Amy's frozen products, and they were okay. They were all right. But I've never had the frozen pizza. I know that for sure. All right, we got more here. What do you guys think? Frozen pizzas, 312-981-7200. Is the phone number if you want to jump in here. And we got more food stuff we're going to be talking about as well.
It bulges in the middle, 6,000 light years thick, but out by us, it's just 1,000 light years wide.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Harold requested Stephen Hawking covering Monty Python's Galaxy Song. All right. There you go. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here. Wildcard Wednesday, any song, any artist, anything, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Get your requests in for Wildcard Wednesday. And welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are talking about, there's a piece here written by a guy named Andy Kreiza from Thrillist.com, who is talking about frozen pizzas and how he ranks them and how close they taste to delivery pizza. And we're going down this list. And here's Patrick with a comment here. Hey, Patrick.
Hey. Good morning, Nick. How are you, buddy?
All right.
I was asking Andy. Damn, oh, my God. What am I thinking?
a little flashback there. Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about Andy Herman earlier.
Yeah.
But have you ever tried Doreen's Pizza? Have you ever heard of it?
Doreen's Pizza? No.
Yeah, I believe it's out of Wisconsin. Now, my family and I, we've always been partial to Home Run Inn. We swear by Home Run Inn Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we put Doreen's right up there with Home Run Inn. In fact, we started to prefer that over Home Run Inn.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's just our own personal preference. I don't like telling people what to like because I'll say, yeah, it's great. You'll try it. You'll be like, it's the crappiest thing I've ever had. What were you thinking?
Where can you get this at all stores? You have to go to a specific place?
Well, I don't know. You could probably get it at Jules. I know we're out in Bolingbrook. We have a Tony's Market. So they have them at Tony's.
Okay.
I've seen them at Tony's. Fair Play, the first place I ever saw them was at Fair Play. So if they've got them at Tony's and Fair Play, they got to have them at, like, Jules.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's Doreen's Pizza. Doreen's?
Yes.
Okay. Doreen's Pizza. Yeah.
Give that a try. I used to work for Kraft Pizza a long time ago, so I was used to the Jack's. Jack's was always a favorite. Didn't really like the Tombstone. You know, plus, from delivering pizza to every grocery store around the Chicago area, you get kind of tired of it.
Yeah, I would imagine so, man. All right, Patrick, I appreciate it, man.
All right, you guys have a great one.
All right, take care. There you go. Doreen's Pizza. I've never heard of that. You ever hear of that, Esmeralda? Doreen's Pizza?
No.
Never heard of it either.
It's not a lady named Doreen that's just slipping the into the supermarket.
Yeah, she's all alone. Lives in a... she's like the tamale guy. She goes from store to store with a big thing full of frozen pizzas, Doreen's Pizzas. Yeah, I've never heard of it, but it sounds good. Patrick likes it. Okay. All right. Here is Christine on WGN. Hey, Christine.
Hey, how are you?
All right. Good morning. Morning.
Hey, you know, sometimes I think it's just cool after a hard day, you know, you just come in and throw in, I know, Tombstone or some of the independents or the ones that you get from your kids who are selling pizzas. It's a charity deal.
Yeah.
Some of those pizzas aren't too bad. So, you know, they only take 20 minutes to cook. And, you know, I was at the store yesterday, and now Tombstone has come up with, like, the gyro pizza, the barbecue pizza. They've kind of went outside the corral a little bit.
Yeah.
So people should check their freezer section, because there's definitely – and they've got the one with artichoke and chicken. So it's kind of changed from, you know, just the pepperoni or half pepperoni mushroom deal to, you know, a little more – refined taste.
Yeah, no, that's happened they've done that for sure over the past bunch of years. They've tried with more flavor profiles and different kinds of things, not your basic, you know, tomato sauce.
And they do have the 800 number, so if you're not happy, they're very gracious. And you know when you call, they'll try to, you know, rectify the situation. But you know, when you look at their cheese and you look at the ingredients, they really are not a bad frozen pizza.
Okay.
Especially for the kids.
All right, Christine. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day, huh?
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
She was a very happy person at 3:24 in the morning. That's very nice. 331 area code says Red Baron pizza. Yeah, I've had Red Baron. I like Red Baron, but this guy writing this article puts it at number 8. And he says it tastes like fresh out of the oven cafeteria pizza. The crackery bottom crust is balanced with a surprisingly bouncy topside. The sauce is a little acrid for sure, but the cheese smooths it out nicely, changing it from soapy to strange into something a little blander and more familiar. There's a couple of backhanded compliments in there. Yeah, I've had Red Baron. I like Red Baron. It's good. That's another one that's on sale a lot, Red Baron pizza. Trucker Rich says, I don't know if this is cheating, but I'll buy the frozen pizzas from Lou Malnati's carryout locations. They're great. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's Lou Malnati's. Those turn out great. The frozen, if you get it, because, you know, what they do is they ship them across the country. You know, that's Dan, you know, the people who do the readings for us on our You Big Dummies. Some of them are from out of town.
Right.
But you can use that gift card that we give you, the $25 gift card, if you read a dummy story, to get some frozen stuff sent to you wherever you are.
They flash freeze it and send it via FedEx.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I see Spike on Facebook posting, hey, we just had Lou Malnati's. And you get some delivered. But that is cheating, Trucker Rich. It's Lou Malnati's. It's not, you know, like this. You can't buy Lou Malnati's like in the grocer hut. That's not gonna work. Number 7 on this list is Totino's Party Pizza. There's a time and a place for this weird flaky pizza with watery sauce and odd little holes in the bottom. It's called 3 a.m. alone after you've gotten your heart broken at a bar. At that time, it's perfect. Other times, not so much. However, if you find yourself in that situation or very hungry at 4:22 a.m., try rolling it up like a burrito. Now, Totino's, I've had the Totino's Party Pizza, but Totino's mostly, aren't they known for the pizza rolls? Aren't they mostly known for that?
Yeah, that's, well, and the ways, like, roll it up like a burrito.
Yeah.
I would think roll it up like a pizza roll.
Yeah.
A giant Totino's pizza roll.
But no, they're mostly known for that. I think that's probably their big seller, right? The pizza rolls?
I think so. I didn't even know they had party pizza.
Yeah, they do. It's a regular, it's a you know, just a regular frozen pizza. But roll it up like a burrito. That just seems weird to me. Steve in Roscoe says, I love Bella Totilla Ultimate Ultra Thin Crust. Never heard of that before. Bella Totilla Ultra Thin Crust. Now, in my preference for pizza, be it delivery or frozen, I am a thin crust guy.
Yeah, I agree.
I like even if it's the crispier, the better. I am an absolute thin crust guy. And I know that's, you know, being a lifelong Chicagoan, I'm supposed to like the deep dish stuff. I full on absolutely prefer the thin crust. It's not even close, in my opinion. So... and it's got to be cut in squares, as God intended. It's got to be cut in squares. So, anyway. How about this one? 815 area code says, the Stouffer's French bread pizzas are really good. Yeah, those are the ones that you can throw in the microwave because they have that crazy crisper sleeve thing. Like, you put it on top of the thing. It's got, like, a silver bottom on it.
Does it actually work?
It does. Yeah, it does. It works.
Because I don't trust those when I used to eat Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
I put it in the oven.
Well, I mean, it's obviously going to be better in the oven. You know what I mean? Clearly. You put something in the oven, it's going to turn out better than if you throw it in the microwave. There's just, that's just physics. But it's not bad if you're, you know, if you don't have 20, 25 minutes to warm something up in the oven, you only got a couple minutes, the, you know, these things are fine. And they're good. Stouffer's frozen stuff has always been good. Like the frozen dinners, the Stouffer's frozen dinners and all that stuff. That's the best. If you're going to eat the stuff that you throw in the microwave, Stouffer's is the way to go.
Is that the one that had the commercial where the guy would come over to your house?
No. That's Encore.
Oh, Encore.
Yeah, right. And that was Al from Happy Days.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I felt so familiar.
You invite me over and I'll eat the Salisbury steak leftovers. Yeah, that's Al from the Happy Days. Okay, we got a break. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll talk more food stuff and pizzas. And we got a bunch of texts coming in, and keep your Wild Card Wednesday requests coming in at 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. That's Charmel requesting the Mamas and the Papas California Dreamin'. You can get your request for Wild Card Wednesday in. That means any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And, of course, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We are talking about this article written by a guy at Thrillist.com to talk about, we're talking about frozen pizzas. And this guy wrote a piece ranking 12 frozen pizzas in order to how close they taste to delivery. And so we've been reading some of that and taking your texts and taking your texts and your phone calls and all that stuff. So let's take a look at a couple more texts here. 815 area code lets us know that Home Run Inn does still have restaurants. Okay. Do we know where? And are there any in Chicago, I wonder?
One of our callers said that, now I'm blanking, but one it used to be a Leona's. One of the Leona's that closed down is now a Home Run Inn.
Oh, okay. In the city. So one of the Leona's that used to be is a Leona's is now a Home Run Inn. Okay. 773 area code says Target Archer Farms pizza is good. Never had it. And Reggio's frozen pizzas are good. Yeah, Reggio's I've had many times. I particularly like the crust. The Reggio's has a very good crust on their frozen pizza. Let's see. 262 area code says the Lotsa Matza Brew Pub Pizza. The Lotsa Matza Brew Pub Pizza. Never had it. In fact, never heard of it. 630 says DiGiorno with add green olives, more cheese, and then pepper flakes and bake. Why don't you just make your own pizza? Just adding a bunch of products to it. Just get some dough. All right, let's see. Here's Dwayne in McHenry on WGN. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy.
You know, the fork's been pretty good to me my whole life, so I'm constantly on a diet. So I have my pizza. I need my pizza stick, and I found that Lean Cuisine's pizza, they're between 290 to 400 calories, depending on what you get on it. It's a personal-sized pizza. And it comes in a little box. You rip it open, and you put it on this metallic little plate.
You put it on like a metallic disc, and you throw it in the microwave. Right.
Right. Yep. And I'm telling you, it's really satisfying, and it gets me through, you know, when I'm trying to lose weight. You know, it really gets my pizza fixed.
Lean cuisine is Stouffer's. And just before the break, we were talking about how Stouffer's in general has really great frozen food. I mean, if you're going to buy some frozen dinners or whatever, you should go to Stouffer's. And in Stouffer's, lean cuisine is just, less calorie versions of those kind of things. But Stouffer's does a great job with their frozen stuff.
Yeah, Stouffer's lasagna is really good.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right, Dwayne, thanks, man.
Have a good one, man.
Take care. All right. Let's see. We were at Totino's Party Pizza, where you roll it up like a burrito. Esmeralda, have you ever rolled up a pizza like a burrito?
No. Wouldn't everything kind of get all moved?
Yeah, I would imagine.
With the ingredients.
But do you want a pizza that can be rolled up like a burrito?
I'll just get a burrito.
No, I don't want it, but that's not the kind of crust I want. I don't want crust that can be rolled up.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
I mean, it's just not.
I'm with you. I like crispy, so that would.
Yeah.
Not. It'd be more like a sandwich.
Right. Right. Exactly. Let's see, number six on this guy's list is Trader Giotto's Formaggi. It's actually got a nice foldability to it. Well, this guy clearly is an idiot because you don't fold pizza. You don't. I know that's an East Coast thing, that you get your big fat slice of pizza and then you fold it and eat it. No.
What about those Sbarro's?
No. You don't fold pizza.
Now, when you get frozen pizza, do you cut it into squares?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I'm a Chicagoan. I cut pizza into squares, which is as God intended. It's got nice foldability to it, plus an excellent cheese coverage, but damned if it isn't one of the doughiest, most glue-like pizzas out there. The cheese, too, it's a sticky mess that sticks to the roof of your mouth in sheets. Not a bad offering by any means, but this is a pizza that stays with you for all the wrong reasons. It's basically soft, savory taffy. Does this guy like pizza? The guy who wrote this article? Does he actually like? Maybe he just doesn't like pizza.
I'm also amazed by his descriptions of everything.
Yeah.
Because I would just be like, it's okay.
Yeah, but he's going the distance here, trying to help us out. You know, he advises us to roll one of the pizzas up like a burrito. That's not good.
A pizzy burrito?
A pizzy burrito, that's right. here's Dave in Maryland on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. How's it going?
All right, man.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, I used to be out doing newspapers at night, and I still carry the mail, and now I drive for Lyft on the side, so I keep plenty busy.
Oh, well, good for you, man.
Yeah, well, anyway, Nick, I was going to recommend, and I guess they have these stores in the Chicagoland area. I guess they're all nationwide now. I don't know if you ever heard of Aldi's name brand, but...
Oh, yeah.
The frozen pizza that they have with their name brand is called Mama Cozy, C-O-Z-Y, and it is fabulous. It really seriously tastes fresh, not frozen, and I love it. It doesn't matter what variety. I prefer the deluxe, the one with a little bit of everything on it.
Okay.
They're fantastic. I mean, you just, you know, it's very, very similar, like the French bread pizzas. You just, you know, put them in for a few minutes and... Oh my God, they're great.
All right.
They're the best.
Yeah, cool. All right, Dave, good to hear from you, man. Thanks.
Likewise. I miss my Lou Malnati's, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I can totally understand that. Totally. All right, Dave, thanks, man.
Take care, Nick. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
I haven't had the Aldi's Mama Cozies, mm-hmm. but I've had the ones where they're like the fresh frozen, I guess.
Okay.
They're the giant ones you can just get, and they're always just sitting in the fridge section.
Yeah.
Those are tasty.
Well, you know, Aldi's has really good stuff, man, and they, you know, and it's one of the best places to shop because it's cheap and they have good brands.
I buy prosciutto there.
Oh,
I buy fancy prosciutto and smoked salmon
from Aldi's.
Yeah,
wow,
and it's good.
Okay,
it's real good.
847 area code says they have Doreen's Pizza at Island Foods in Island Lake. You're looking for Doreen's. I know how often you get to Island Lake, Esmeralda.
Every weekend.
Yeah. 630 area code says Dennis Savard has a pizza called Savvy's.
Roger likes that pizza.
Yeah. It is good. You guys remember Ron Santo pizza? You guys are too young to remember. Ron Santo had pizza.
I do not.
Yeah. Ron Santo used to have pizza, and they used to sell it at Wrigley.
How was it?
He's just say he's a for a pizza guy, he's a good baseball player. Let's just say that. But of course, I got it a lot when I was a kid because it had Ron Santo's picture on it, and you'd get like a little cardboard mini pizza in a box that had Ron's face on it. So of course, I loved it. Russ says, "Hey Nick, yes, Doreen's pizza is really good, and I do believe Jewel carries him." Well, the Doreen's pizza people are coming out of the woodwork, Esmeralda. We got to try this pizza.
Is this? Oh, this I looked. The, I just looked up the website, and it's like a. It's their little thing is like a picture of a lady chef.
Oh,
chopping vegetables.
That would be Doreen, I would imagine.
Yes.
Well, Bill says Doreen's Pizza was in Hedwig area, far southeast side of Chicago near Indiana. I used to enjoy it when I lived in that area.
Right. If this is the same lady, yeah, because she does a frozen. There's a frozen pizza. Mm. She's got that one, and then in Dyer, Indiana.
Okay. 630 area code says DiGiorno's crust is basically cardboard. 708 area code says that you should try the new Screamin' Sicilian pizza. I have over at my parents' house, and I don't remember what the brand name is, but it was good. Screamin' Sicilian pizza. My parents actually swear by it, but I don't know what the brand name is. I thought that was just the flavor. But the Screamin' Sicilian pizza, I've had over at my folks' house on more than one occasion. And they have it at the Jewels, at my dad's Jewels there on Irving and Narragansett. But I'm not really sure what the brand, if that's a brand or if, but it's the Screamin' Sicilian Pizza, and it's really good. Really good, actually. So. Okay, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and we'll come back and finish up this pizza talk, and we got some more food talk coming up as well. If you want to join us with text or talk, 312-981-7200. You get your Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, anything, any artist, 312-981-7200.
You'll remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner.
There you go.
All the counselors hate the waiter.
Yeah.
And the lake has...
You sure it's not Dr. Demento Wednesday? What? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is Wild Card Wednesday. You mean Wild Card Wednesday? Susan requested some classic Alan Sherman, Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, which, of course, is legendary. Now, if you want to see one of the greatest album covers ever, Dan, you can look this up and Google it image-wise. One of the greatest album covers ever is Alan Sherman's album called My Son the Nut. Yes, Alan Sherman's My Son the Nut, which is one of my favorite album covers of all time. And I had that album when I was a kid, and we used it in our production of The Vinyl Shop. It was hanging behind the we had it hanging behind the register. On the set, and I remember one night during a couple of performances, Matt, who played Barry in the show, would take it off the shelf and hand it to people and go, "Here you go, this is free. It's My Son the Nut." And he did it one night, and the actress he gave it to just broke and had to leave the store without saying her last line because she couldn't stop laughing when he gave her My Son the Nut. So. And that was my copy of My Son the Nut. You see the you see the picture, Esmeralda?
I did.
My Son the Nut. Dan, did you see it?
Quite impressive.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's an album cover. You don't see that kind of those kind of designs and ingenuity right there. Alan Sherman, My Son the Nut.
How do you think they did that?
I don't know, Photoshop? Or maybe I think he just stuck his head in a giant thing of nuts.
Well, I mean, so, like, it doesn't look like it's a board. It looks like there's some three dimensions, so they'd have to, like, really, like, get a big bucket of nuts.
Giant, and, yeah. Like a swimming pool full of nuts. And then there's his head sticking out of it. And also the name of the album rules. My Son the Nut. That's it's enough right there. I'd buy that. Hey, what's the name of that album? It's My Son the Nut. Put it in the cart. We're buying it. There you go. We got a bunch of texts are coming in. We are talking about frozen pizzas. An article written by a guy in Thrillist, Thrillist.com. He's ranked 12 pizzas in a row to how closely they get to delivery. And then number five on his list is California Pizza Kitchen Crispy Thin Crust. The pepperoni has a pronounced smokiness. There are little diced up tomatoes in the cheese, blocks of mozz and smoked gouda is flecked with basil haphazardly, as if some stone teenager at the mall personally shook the herb on top. The crust, too, stands out with its crackery texture and slight saltiness, but those flourishes are also a bit of a downer because they give you the illusion that you ordered a much better pizza before the overall meh of it reminds you that it was frozen. If you'd ordered it in a restaurant, you'd be bummed. California Pizza Kitchen. Esmeralda, what do you think of California Pizza Kitchen?
I had it a million years ago.
Fresh?
Never bought it frozen.
Fresh or no? You've never bought it frozen.
Yeah.
I've never. No, no. I have bought it frozen. I have bought it frozen. It was on sale, and I remember we bought it frozen some years ago. But I've been to the one right down here. And I don't even know if it's still there. When I used to work on Fridays, I would come down early, and see a bunch of movies because I did my movie reviews on Friday night. Instead of Sunday night, because I wanted to, yeah. So we would do the movie reviews on Friday night, so I would come down really early, and I'd go to the River East or the 600 North Michigan to see 2-3 movies to catch up on them so that I could review them on Friday night. And inevitably, either my ex-wife Heather would come down and meet me, and we would have something to eat in between movies, or I'd be by myself. And at the 600 North Michigan, that's Ohio, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Ohio. It's Ohio. If you go down Ohio a little bit further west on Ohio, there's a California Pizza Kitchen right there. Like, it's right next to Big Bowl.
Yeah.
So I've been to that one several times. But I don't get the I don't get the pizza when I go there. I've had the pizza there and it was okay. I usually get a salad when I go there. Cuz they have really good salads.
All right.
They have really good salads there, and I just in my heart, I don't trust anything with the words California and pizza together. Because the worst pizza I've ever had in my life was in California. Ever in my life. So I don't necessarily, you know, and I've had the pizza at California Pizza Kitchen. It's not bad. It's fine. But, yeah. So. Now, I've never tried Newman's Own uncured pepperoni. I wasn't even aware that Newman's Own had frozen pizzas.
You know, I shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, no. It's got everything.
It's got everything, yeah.
Yeah. Here's a pizza you can feel good about. Newman's Own donates some proceeds to charity, but it also might make you feel a little woozy after you eat the whole thing. The cheese here is pretty on point, and the sauce has a hint of spice that goes great with the thicker-than-normal uncured pepperoni. This is a damn fine frozen pizza until you consider the crust, which can't make it past the cardboard phase. Don't be dissing on Paul Newman, man. That guy raised so much money for charity, it's unbelievable. Never saw a dime from any of that stuff, from his sauce to his spaghetti sauce to his popcorn, salad dressing, none of that, everything now. Now everything under the sun is Newman's Own. Guy never saw a dime of it. So, how about freschetta? You ever have freschetta, Esmeralda?
Is that a brand?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's good. It's very good frozen pizza. The crust here is the closest any frozen pizza has currently gotten to tasting fresh. If you time it right, it's springy, altogether delightful. It didn't match the pizzeria bumps. Spies. Whoa.
Looks like us. Looks like us. Looks like us. Looks like us.
Did I just hit that?
Spies. Like us.
Hey. Oh, no. How the hell did...
That was frightening.
What the hell was that? I guess I must have hit the mouse or something.
When you're not expecting that, it's really scary.
What the hell was that? I guess I must have had the arrow must have been near there, and then I hit the button. I would have rather heard this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. But the sauce is a real detriment here. It's got a kick that overpowers everything, which would be fine if the thing wasn't swimming in it. So that's freschetta. That's good. It's good. It's good frozen pizza, Esmeralda. You should check it out.
Freschetta.
Freschetta, yeah. F-R-E-S-C-H-E-T-T-A. It's good frozen pizza. All right. Let's see. A couple of texts are coming in. Here we go. Look at this. First text I'm reading out of the gate, 630 area code. Freschetta is awesome frozen za.
I don't know if I can trust someone saying za.
You know what? I don't like people who say pie. Hey man, let's order a pie. You don't call it a pie in Chicago. And I'm not sure where – I'm trying to remember where this guy was from. He was an actor at the Factory Theater years ago in the early 90s, mid-90s. And he used to call it – I remember we were at somebody's house, and he said, hey, man, let's order a wheel. He called it a wheel. And we will make fun of him after we break for the news. Right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything, 312-981-7200. Hannah requested that. Melanie Martinez with Pity Party on our weirdo Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. So... we have been talking about frozen pizzas and an article that was written by a man named Andy Kreiza from Thrillist.com ranking 12 pizzas in order of how they rate as close to delivery as possible. So let's get back to some texts here before we get back to the list. 815 area code says there are 9 home run in pizza restaurants in Chicago in the area. The original one is still open at 31st and Pulaski. The one that's closest to you is in Lakeview at 3215 North Sheffield. Dan, that's the one that used to be a Leona's. That's the Leona's right by Bruinview, right by the Vic. And now it's a home run in. I didn't even know that. That's how long it's been since I've been in that neighborhood. I haven't been in that neighborhood in a long time, but I used to go to that Leona's quite a bit, actually. 815 area code says, the guy writing this article is undercooking his pizza. Ew. Maybe he's just following the directions on the pizza box. 815 area code says there's a pizza place in Johnsburg called Halftime. Now they have frozen pizza. It's being sold in the Chicagoland area, and it's excellent. Halftime Pizza. You ever hear of it, Esmeralda?
No.
Neither have I. Dan, what about you? No?
First time.
Chris says Jewel's Own Signature Kitchen frozen pizza is fantastic. I agree. The Jewel brand of frozen pizza for years has been good. 219 area code says Jack's and DiGiorno pizza are and were made in the same plant in Wisconsin. Oh. Well, there you go. 708 area code says Screamin' Sicilian is the brand and it's sold at Jewel's everywhere. Yeah, there you go. So it is the brand, the Screamin' Sicilian. Yeah, I remember my parents, when I went over to their house once, and they were like, hey, we got this new pizza, Screamin' Sicilian. We're going to throw it into the oven and then eat the Screamin' Sicilian. Mary from Roselle says, you can get Doreen's Frozen at Mariano's. So you can get that Doreen's pizza, I guess. It looks like it's kind of everywhere. And people were coming out of the woodwork after Patrick called in and recommended Doreen's. We got a lot of people who called in and texted in that they like Doreen's. 815 area code says Champion Pizza from Hebron, Illinois. It's a thin crust that has the best meats, veggies, sauce, and crust. It's sold in many bars and in mini marts in McHenry and Lake County. Okay, Champion Pizza. 724 area code says, Roger, your newsman. That would be, he's not my newsman, but he used to be years ago. Roger Badish. Used to like the Dominic's pizza made fresh in the store. It was $5 on Friday. Yeah, he used to bring in two pizzas every Friday from the Dominic's right down the street, which is now, what is it now, Whole Foods?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he used to go there every Friday night and get two pizzas and then leave them in the newsroom downstairs. It used to be hand-tossed until they switched to pre-made dough because they couldn't keep up with demand. That was at the Dominic's right down here.
So there you go.
Does Roger still bring pizza in on Friday? He's here on Fridays, right?
No, he is. I don't think he does.
Okay.
Well,
you're not here on Fridays, though.
No, but he kind of, because he used to do it on Sundays, too.
Oh.
And I think he's kind of stopped doing that because he has to eat better.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the when the football was going on, they'd have pizzas, so.
Yeah, every time we'd come in here during football season, there'd always be like half eaten, there'd be food laying all over the place.
Yes.
So. Okay, number 2 on this guy's list is Signature Select Rising Crust. I am frankly aghast that this store brand Giorno knockoff placed this high. First, the crust, which tastes exactly like the hot and ready from Little Caesars. That isn't exactly the epitome of takeout, but it hits a certain nostalgia spot. It's flecked with Parmesan that gives it an almost crazy breadish vibe, and the crust almost completely avoids the cardboard texture. It's hands down the best crust of the bunch. Bravo off-brand pizza, available at stores like Safeway, Vons, and Albertsons. So why isn't it number 1? It's because it's topped with what appears to be pizza soup, a combination of mozzarella and runny sauce that feels more like an afterthought until you consider that there's so much of it. And the pepperoni here is piled on in discs and thick strips. And it's clearly brand X. And then Giorno. That's the one that came in number 1.
Bennett Wakenight, producer of the opening bell with Steve Brzanich and the Wintrust Business Lunch. Steve Burchan cast his vote for not DiGiorno, but the one you had read previously.
The one that I did, number two on the list?
List? Yes.
That would be Signature Select Rising Crust.
The best kind.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. We got a lot of people who have very strong opinions about their frozen pizza. So there you go. All right. Now. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Shamrock Shake?
I haven't had one in years, but I do because it's kind of minty.
Yeah, vanilla shake with mint.
I enjoy a mint anything.
Do you? Thin mints?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got my thin mints at home. Girl Scout cookie thin mints. I offered you a dosi dough the other day because I just finished the box.
No. Thank you.
Because you don't like peanut butter.
Yeah, not a fan.
How is that remotely possible?
No. I like it in stuff, but well, eh.
You like it in stuff? Well, that's what it is.
If I have to eat something. It's not like, oh, peanut butter things.
I don't understand any of that.
I don't like it straight.
Yeah, and you don't like peanut butter either, right, Dan?
Right.
And if it's in stuff, fine. But I'm not going to go out of my way to eat it.
Well, I offered you both do-si-dos, and you both said no. And I'm not saying we were going to dance. When I said
I would have taken you up on that one
on the dance on the do-si-do dance.
Yeah, not the cookie though.
Hey, do you remember? You guys are probably they probably stopped doing this. You know that they had when I went to school, we took square dancing. Did you have to do that?
We didn't do square dancing. We just did line dancing.
You did line dancing.
Yeah.
Dan, did you do either?
We did it just for like a class or two, nothing.
You know, it wasn't, it wasn't like a full semester, but
yeah,
we
same.
Had square dancing. Why?
And I think we also learned to do the, whatever that, you know, jump back 3 times.
No, the electric the slide?
There you go, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait.
It's probably the cha-cha slide.
They taught you the electric slide in school?
Yeah. We had to take 4 years of gym.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Well, because that's what you should do, and that's what kids should do
right
now.
Only 2 of math, but that's fine.
No. Listen, man, you know, I'm angry that phys ed is not what it was. It's ridiculous, man. Kids should have gym every day. You know? I mean, if you're going to sit on your ass and play video games for 6 hours with your headset on, at least you should get some exercise at school. I think that's stupid, man. I mean, you got your whole life to get fat. I waited until I was in my 40s to get fat. When I was a kid, I was skinny and I was running around like a loon.
This is Justin from the 708 area code.
Yeah.
When I was in grade school, my sister and I had to do the electric slide. We also did Tai Bo with Billy Banks.
Yeah, we did that too. No. Yeah,
no,
we had to do that
too. You did Tai Bo with Billy Banks?
Is it Blanks?
Yeah, it's Blanks.
It's Blanks. We also got to play with those. Do you remember that Japanese game where you had to do the dance moves?
The video game?
Gosh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, DDR.
Dance Revolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had that too.
What the hell kind of school? What's going on?
Trying to get us to do gym.
Well, why don't they just do gym? Why don't you climb ropes and play sports like normal gym instead of Dance Revolution?
Nah, I'd stand over in the corner.
Oh, come on. I don't understand anything that's happening in this world. I'm old. And I've been up for 53 hours in a row right now.
So you're even older now.
Yeah, I'm even older now, man. You age quicker when you don't sleep. I don't know, even know what that means. All right, we got to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll talk about some delicious facts about McDonald's Shamrock Shake. And who doesn't enjoy a good Shamrock Shake? Dan, do you enjoy a Shamrock Shake?
I do.
I do, too. So we'll talk about some delicious facts. It is Shamrock Shake season. So get ready to bust in. I don't even know what that means. All right, let's take a break. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Kevin requested Jan and Dean's Dead Man's Curve on Wild Card Wednesday. Sneak in your requests, any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. And we're talking about the some incredible facts about the Shamrock Shake. It is Shamrock Shake time. Now, have they, now that, because I don't go to McDonald's and I don't drink coffee or any of that nonsense with the cream and the latte and the frappa-lippy and the frappuccino and all that crap. Now since they're all, you know, now it's McCafe, have they fancy schmancied the Shamrock Shake now? Is it all fancy? Do they have like a fancy schmancy version of it?
They have new versions of it. One of our texters actually said the chocolate version that they now have is worth every calorie is what they said.
The chocolate Shamrock Shake. So it's chocolate mint, I would imagine. So, okay. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, now it's all like you can't just used to be you'd go to McDonald's and go, yeah, I'd like a cup of coffee. And now you get a cup of coffee.
You can still do that.
Yeah, but it's McCafe crap. I don't understand any of it.
By the way, it's a McCafe Shamrock Shake.
There is a McCafe Shamrock Shake?
Well, that's what it is.
That's what it's called now?
I think all of them are under the umbrella
of McCafe.
Yeah. And the E has an accent.
What E?
Cafe.
Oh, I thought you meant shake. Like it's a shamrock shake.
It's a McCafe shamrock shake.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they started doing that.
Maybe in France.
I'd like to slap Starbucks in the face just for instigating all this nonsense. Get a cup of coffee and shut up. You want to put some cream and sugar in it? That's fine. Just get a cup of coffee and shut your mouth.
And by the way, you are correct. New offerings include the Shamrock Chocolate Chip Frappe, the Shamrock Mocha, and the Shamrock Hot Chocolate.
Jeez. All right. All right. You ready for some facts about the Shamrock Shake?
Yes.
It wasn't always known as the Shamrock Shake. It was actually, the original name was the, oh, are you ready for the very catchy name it had, Esmeralda?
What was it?
It was the St. Patrick's Day Green Milkshake.
Oh, boy.
That's the best. That's the best, man. That's outstanding. It was the St. Patrick's Day Green Milkshake. That's fantastic imagination.
I mean, straight to the point.
That's exactly what it is.
That is what you're drinking. A green milkshake.
All right. It's a charitable endeavor. In 1974, McDonald's gave profits from the Shamrock Shake toward a home near the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, which ended up becoming the first ever Ronald McDonald House. Oh, that's nice. Hey, that Ronald McDonald House is still pretty new, right down the street from us, right, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah, it's relatively new, a couple years.
Right, I would say a couple years.
Yeah. Uncle O'Grimacy used to be its ambassador.
Is this someone different from Grimace?
It's back in the early 80s, a character named Uncle O'Grimacy used to promote the seasonal shake. Now, my guess is that it's just Grimace, but he's green.
Oh, I was going to say, is it Grimace's nephew or his...
Or his uncle.
Yeah, his uncle.
But my guess is it's the same exact character, only green.
His uncle from the old country?
It was indeed his uncle. He is green and has a vest and a hat.
With the little thing on it? Is it the pom-pom?
No, no pom-pom.
No.
But he is carrying a walking stick.
Of course.
Way to reinforce those stereotypes. Whatever, what happened to Uncle O'Grimacy? I want Uncle O'Grimacy to get back. And by the way, I worked at McDonald's in the early 80s. How do I not remember Uncle O'Grimacy? I would have totally latched onto that. Are you kidding me?
By the way, he's frightening.
A lot of characters in the world of McDonald's are scary. Have you ever looked at Mayor McCheese? You see the head on that guy? It's a giant burger.
I mean, yeah, Mary McCheese is some sort of deformity that something got sprayed on him, I think.
Did they live in like McDonald land? Was there a kingdom where they all lived? Cuz you got Mary McCheese, right? You got the Grimace, you got Ronald McDonald. Who else? What are the other characters?
The Hamburglar.
Oh yeah, the Hamburglar, man. Hey, remember when they tried to update the Hamburglar, his look, a few years ago, Dan? It was like a real dude.
It scared the crap out of everybody.
It scared the hell out of everybody. Do you remember that, Esmeralda, when they tried to like update and make the Hamburglar look like a real dude and like all hip?
Was it a person?
It was a person. It was like a guy. You could just look up
Oh, yeah, they made him all
creepy.
Human.
Yeah, he's like a guy. It wasn't like... You know, the Hamburglar, it wasn't a costume. The guy wasn't wearing, like, a giant mascot costume.
Yeah, it looks like someone would just be a dude who would put a hat on.
Yeah, and steal stuff.
And break into your house.
Right. So that, by the way, now no restaurant is required to carry it. In 2012, it was announced that for the first time, the Shamrock Shake would be available in all McDonald's nationwide. But not all restaurants have to carry them. Regional managers decide whether their stores will carry the shakes each year.
Well, that's ridiculous if they don't.
Why would you not? Why would you not carry the Shamrock Shake? What kind of an adult who is running a McDonald's would not carry the Shamrock Shake? Because at this time, not carrying the Shamrock Shake and then saying, you know what? On top of that, during this time period, we're not going to sell the fillet of fish either is just stupid. Because of the two biggest selling, they're the two biggest selling items on the menu every year at this time. Shamrock shakes and Filet-O-Fishes. So, it's Filet-O-Fish? Yeah, it would be Filet-O-Fish. I think. Jimmy Fallon once depleted a New York City restaurant's entire Shamrock Shake supply.
What is it? Is it just like a powder mix?
No. It's It's like a, it comes in a bag and you pour it in.
It's already liquid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already pre-flavored. Or at least it was. When I worked at McDonald's, everything was just like you pour it into something and then it comes out different. When Jimmy Fallon caught wind that a Union Square Mickey D's had the elusive dessert, he totally cleaned them out, purchasing more than 100 shakes for his audience, and New Yorkers were not pleased with Mr. Fallon because they ran out.
Could you imagine being the person on shake duty that day?
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
I like that you think that there's a shake duty. Like there's just one person.
Well,
you're on shakes.
Well, they would have to for this.
Well,
for
the Jimmy Fallon order, yeah. But where do they got you working today? I'm on shake duty.
Well, you got to put stuff on it, right?
Well, now you do because it's all McCherries and McThis and Mc. Cafes and all that crap.
I would think they would have a dedicated Mick person.
They would just, when I was working, that's another thing, man, barista my butt. When I was working at McDonald's, you pulled a knob and the stuff shot out and you closed the lid. That's it. Oh, God. All right, let's just take a break because I've realized now there's a little something we're going to hear on Friday. All right, we got a break here. We'll be right back with the news. Yeah. By now you really ought to know. See, now we're talking. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. 815 area code. Telly Savalas with Who Loves You, Baby. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. Dan, did you ever see the old Playboy Club commercials with Telly Savalas? You ever see those?
The hell is the Playboy Club?
Oh, you don't know what the Playboy Club was?
No.
Wow. Okay, there were Playboy Clubs all across America that started here. Everything started here in Chicago. The magazine started here, the Playboy building, and the first Playboy Club was in Chicago. And the Playboy Club was, then they branched out all over the place. And they were incredibly popular in the 60s and the 70s. And what it was a place where you could see jazz. You had a membership card to get in, if you were a member of the Playboy Club, and you would go to the Playboy Club, and they would have live music, and comedians would play there, stand up comedians. So it was a nightclub basically, and that's where the Playboy Bunnies would serve, they would serve drinks. So that's where the Playboy Bunny thing started, was in the Playboy Clubs, and so Telly Savalas did commercials for the Playboy Club. About getting the gold card membership to the Playboy Club, and so it was, they were famous nightclubs, and I think I'm trying to remember when the last Playboy Club closed down. Those were talking to, well, you know, Dan, we had the author of that book on. And they've used it. That's
the importance of Playboy in terms of expanding musical influences
and jazz and stuff like that. Hugh Hefner hired a lot of those people for his clubs, and the first black comedians. Were being hired at the Playboy Club. And that show, Playboy After Dark, that Hugh hosted like it was just a party, that was patterned after what they wanted to happen in the Playboy Clubs. So it was just a whole life. There was supposed to be this whole Playboy lifestyle. But Telly Savalas was the guy, Dan. Yeah, I think you could probably find those commercials online somewhere. It's Telly Savalas going, "You should join the Playboy Club." And he's all bald. And he pulls out the gold Playboy Club. Oh, you got so many unbelievable advantages with the Playboy Platinum Card.
I'll get to that in a few minutes because Telly Savalas, If, from 1975, is now playing on my computer, and I'm intrigued by this film for some reason.
It's brilliant. It's Telly Savalas doing a spoken word version of the song by Bread called If. It's extraordinary. Really, it is. It's absolutely. It's Telly Savalas. You don't know the song "If" by Bread.
Mm-mm.
Bread, by the way, the most aptly named American band in the history of music.
Why is that?
Because you just think it's like they're white bread. It's like these things. It's the most perfect name for the bread. Okay. They did a bunch of like really bland songs in the early 70s, and they were very, very popular. Bread.
Okay.
They did like Guitar Man and If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, early 70s, man, Bread. And that thing that Dan is mesmerized by and should be mesmerized by is Telly Savalas doing like a spoken word version of that song that I was just singing.
Oh, great.
70s were awesome, man. They were the best. The thing about the 70s was if you didn't blow weed, it felt like you did because of everything happening around you. You're like, what's happening right now? So even if you weren't actually high, it felt like you were, because I'm like, this is Telly Savalas doing a spoken word version of If by Bread, and I'm not high. What? I'm not hallucinating this. I'm going to go home and watch Sigmund and the Sea Monster and H.R. Puffin stuff. Yeah, I'm Telly Savalas. You need the platinum card to go to the Playboy Club.
God.
I can't remember. I think he's smoking a cigarette, not sucking on a lollipop in the Playboy commercial. And I know, if I'm not mistaken, it's like open wide collar 70s mm-hmm. suit. You know what
oh,
I mean?
I would assume so.
Outstanding. Yeah. So, Dan, did you enjoy If by Telly Savalas?
Quite impressive.
Yeah. It's a magnificent work of art. Oh, man. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for some more facts about the Shamrock Shake, better known as the St. Patrick's Day Green Milkshake?
Yes.
There was once an ice cream offshoot, and it didn't fare as well.
So just a soft serve?
Despite the smashing success of the shake, the Shamrock Sundae was a dismal failure. It was introduced in 1980 and discontinued after a year. Apparently, people prefer their unnaturally green desserts in shake form as opposed to scoop form.
Hmm. How odd.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't make any sense. People like pistachio ice cream. Very much. That's green. I don't understand. There have been many supersized versions. For a few years, a giant shake was poured into the Chicago River to help contribute the green hue it's dyed every year, and the donation was made to the Ronald McDonald House. I don't remember that at all.
Wait, I think I vaguely remember that, because it
them
was
dumping
adorable.
A giant...
Yeah, because you'd be like, oh, it's like they're dumping the shake. But
so they would dump a
really
Shamrock shake? Did they have like a big McDonald's cup?
I think it was.
That they would dump out? Or would it just shoot out through the straw?
No, I think it looked like one of the, you know how they have those things where it looks like liquid has been spilled, but it's really, it's a cup in the air.
Oh.
I think it's like one of those.
Oh, okay.
But maybe like the goo that they used to dye the river green was shooting out of it.
I have no idea. I don't remember it at all.
It sounds familiar. The Shamrock Shake being poured into the river.
There is a website, here's your next fact, there is a website dedicated to helping you track one down.
Oh, that's nice.
You go to shamrockshake.com, other fans will tell you the exact location and time when they located it.
I like that. No, I like when
they do that for the McRib.
People pool their resources like that.
But they do that for the McRib, too. Oh. There's like a McRib tracker. Because at different franchises around the country, McRibs are available like year round in some mm-hmm. places. But yeah, it's like that we were talking about that before. It's like that Simpsons episode that's based on reality.
Yeah,
like people travel to get McRibs. That was based on the McRib.
Yeah. So, you know, I like that people use the internet for good.
Yeah,
and not just cat videos.
Well, that's good.
I mean, it's good, but, I'd rather...
Listen,
shove some Shamrock Shake down my gullet?
I would rather watch someone... Where can I get a Shamrock Shake? And I would much rather watch cat videos...
While you shove the Shamrock Shake.
...than 90% of the stuff that I find on my news feed, especially the political stuff.
That's true.
It just makes me nuts, man.
One Shamrock Shake at a time.
That's right.
Making it a better world.
If they could combine Shamrock Shakes and cats... That'd be good. Would Smokey eat a Shamrock Shake?
Maybe. No, the mint might be too much.
The mint might be a little much, but the milk would be something.
Yeah, no,
that they
she would like the milk, the shake itself.
Mm.
But I don't know about the mint. She's
maybe
very
the mint
sensitive
would be like...
to like
to mint?
To just overpower, quote unquote, overpowering flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something has too much garlic, she won't go for it. Even if it's chicken or something like that, she won't eat it.
Smokey has a bland palate, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no, they say that cats do have bland palates. They don't like overpowering things. What?
Sorry. I'm just getting, I'm sorry. I'm really getting goofy right now.
She won't eat spiced foods.
Are you supposed to feed spiced foods to your cat?
No, but you know, if I have like a piece of chicken or something, but if there's like too much stuff on it, she won't eat it.
So you don't keep like an extra bottle of Frank's hot sauce around for Smokey?
Yeah, no.
That's not
going to
work out.
Yeah, she wouldn't dig it.
No. Not gonna work out.
She's like a 7-year-old. She doesn't want.
Right. It's a cat's palate is like a 7-year-old's palate. Does your cat have a specific, does Smokey like a specific brand of food or will she eat?
Oh, she eats anything.
Seriously.
Cat food wise, yeah.
Cat food wise, just get whatever's on sale?
She likes more of the junk food of the cat foods because I've gotten her like really good stuff like Blue Buffalo and it takes her longer to eat. And I don't know if it's more satiating or she's just kind of like, I guess I'll eat this, but
yeah.
I don't want to.
It tastes good for her.
Right?
You know, it's like, because you can, you know.
She wants that frisky. She eats that stuff right up.
Absolutely, which is why you shove a Big Mac down your throat quicker than you would like some sort of fancy schmancy dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think you should bring a shamrock shake home and see what Smokey does.
She would probably like it.
Yeah. It's not that strong.
It isn't, yeah.
It's a hint of mint.
It's, yeah.
It's more vanilla than
anything. I actually don't like that it's not so strong. Minted.
Yeah.
I want something like real mint.
Yeah, it's more vanilla. I mean the strongest taste in when you have a shamrock shake is vanilla. There's a hint of mint in there.
Which is like, come on. I can just have a regular old milkshake.
Oh man. All right, let's take a break here. We've got weather, we got traffic and then we'll come back and wrap up more of the shamrock shake and McDonald's talk right here. We got a bunch of texts coming in too. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday, man. Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs ever. It's Fire by Crazy Ass Arthur Brown.
Okay.
773 Eric. It's the crazy world of Arthur Brown. But Fire! And it's he would dress up on stage. And I call him Crazy Ass Arthur Brown. That's what me and Oaken call him. He would dress and come out on stage and dress up, and he was a very tall, crazy looking guy. He's still alive. Steve Krakow, in fact, went to England and interviewed him. A couple of years ago, and he would wear like crazy flowing robes, and he'd have like a big hat on his head with flames that would shoot out of the top of it. Like he would have fire shooting out of the top of his.
Was all his stuff kind of like that song?
Yeah,
it sounded very. Sun Ra.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is kind of that, but it's got a very 60s sort of vibe. Well, it was done in the 60s, so that's why it has a 60s vibe to it, because it was recorded in the 60s. So that would make sense. But yeah, Crazy Ass Arthur Brown, he's awesome. Yeah, that was his only hit, though, Fire.
Oh, okay.
That was his only hit. He had a few albums, but it was his only hit. All right, you ready for more of these crazy... Shamrock shakes.
Yeah,
you can make
be eating
you
could shamrock
you
shakes,
you could make your own at home.
Vanilla and some mint extract.
That would be my guess. That would be the just yeah.
Squirt a couple drops.
If you can't find a shake, you have an option: make your own. Several websites have recipes that taste just like the delicious shake. Well, it's not difficult to figure out what it is.
Or hijack one of those bags from a McDonald's.
Yeah. And they now come with a special straw. Have you heard about this?
I saw that. I saw the picture of it. It's in a box.
It's very weird.
Is it?
Here's what they say. Last month, McDonald's unveiled an amazing innovation for the Shamrock Shake lover, the straw. Short for suction tube for reverse axle withdrawal, the straw, S-T-R-A, was designed by real engineers at the aerospace and robotics engineering firms of Jason NK Labs.
Really? This is what you're paying people to do?
Mm-hmm. specifically with the Shamrock Shake in mind, what sets the device apart from conventional straws is the sharp bend in its shape and the three eye-shaped holes in addition to the opening at the bottom end. The extra holes are positioned in a way that allows drinkers to take a sip of the new layered version of the Frosty Treat. It's equal parts top mint layer and bottom chocolate layer. Well, now it's layered now.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, your special fancy straw.
All right.
Now you got all these fancy drinks at McDonald's. Now they got to invent fancy straws.
Is it at least metal or a durable plastic?
I would imagine so, yeah.
I would hope so. Yeah. You buy it, it's like after one use, done.
You ever get like a shake and then and suck to your eyes, pop out of your head on the
right,
straw?
Yeah. Well, that's why you need the spoon.
Yeah, you need
or
a spoon.
Or you need like a Slurpee straw.
Yeah. Do they bother to give you a... I haven't had a Blizzard in a very, very long time. Do they even bother to give you a straw?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't had one.
They don't
in
give
a while.
You a straw, do they?
No.
Because they hold the damn thing upside down before they give it to you, so it clearly... Right?
I don't they? The straw.
Aren't they supposed
sorry,
to hold it
just
up?
Just a spoon.
Just a spoon. Aren't they mm-hmm. supposed to hold it up over their own head?
Right. The old wives' tale is that if they don't, you get it for free.
Right. That's what I heard.
It's Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah, Dairy Queen Blizzard.
I got the Dilly Bar.
I just looked up at the screen.
Is there Dilly Bars?
Scarlett Johansson is getting divorced again, so I got a chance. All right. Good.
And she would become your ex-wife, most likely.
Well, of course she would. Anybody who marries me becomes an ex-wife. That's been proven in a court of law. All right. 630 area code said I had to get a Shamrock Shake because of this conversation.
You can't get one right now, can you?
The 24-hour McDonald's, yeah. Why not?
I don't know, because they don't. I mean, you can't get Chicken McNuggets. You have to get the breakfast.
Well, that's you could have a shake.
I think this is the crossover time. There's a two-hour window between 3 and 5 where you can still order the regular menu and the breakfast menu.
Oh, so you can get like a biscuit sandwich with fries.
And a Shamrock Shake. 630 area code, though, by the way, said I had to get a Shamrock Shake because of this conversation. I just went to the McDonald's down in Westmont and their system was down.
Isn't it always?
Oh, man.
I thought I saw something, too, where they said they're going to make them better so they don't break down all the time.
So what, their shake machines don't break down?
Yeah, because they're always down.
I'm trying to remember if in the years that I worked at McDonald's, if the shake machine ever broke down. Yeah, it did. It did. Yes, I just remembered now it did. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell, and then we'll finish this up. Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. We actually talked about this the other day on yesterday, as a matter of fact, on the opening bell. There were so many complaints about the shake machines and ice cream machines breaking. McDonald's replaced all of them in every store.
Wow.
They're doing that right now because there was hashtag broken McFlurry machine.
Now they'll
the McFlurry. That's yeah.
They'll break slightly
See,
less.
Things break now because of these stupid fancy things that they have at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Just have a regular shake and a cup of coffee and shut up.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Coming up next to the opening bell, we're going to be talking about the future of retail ahead of the Chicago Loop Alliance's 2017 Downtown Future Series with the Retail Federation. What will the future of retail hold? Technology? Online. It's the discussion next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. all right. 517 area code, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's, Michigan is the mint city. So McDonald's has Shamrock Shakes here year round.
Ooh. Should go there.
It's big during our mint festival in August.
I got to go.
Where is St. John's, Michigan? Somebody on the somebody hold up their hand and show me where.
On the mitten?
On the mitten. Where is St. John's, Michigan? Anybody?
I don't know.
708 area code says, you need to try Arby's mint shake.
I didn't know they had one.
Made with Andy's mint pieces and fudge lined in the glass. It's a fudge lining in the glass.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's right. Dan's showing us where. It's right in the middle of the mitten.
Oh.
Right in the middle of the mitten is
okay,
St. John's.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Man,
thank
Arby's
you, Dan.
Arby's is so good.
Well, you know why? Because they have the meats.
Well, I don't eat the. I've never had their roast beef.
It's awesome. How do you like Arby's and never have the roast beef?
Because they have curly fries.
So what?
Love the curly fries.
You know, let me tell you something.
And I get a Market Fresh sandwich usually.
Get a beef and cheddar. Get a beef and cheddar. Mm. Beef and cheddar rules. Beef and cheddar rules. It's the great.
There's nothing on it. I don't like that.
You get a good beef and cheddar.
But I mean, like, it's just cheese and beef.
It's cheese, beef, and Arby's sauce.
See,
on an onion roll. On a heated onion roll.
Vegetable in there.
Get out of here.
I don't like that.
Arby's has the meats. What do you care about vegetables?
So I get the chicken salad. It's got almonds, I think, or walnuts, and apple and grapes. It's quite nice.
You're wasting your time going to Arby's.
But I get the curly fries. That's what it is.
You can get that crap anywhere. You go
curly
to Arby's,
fries?
You get the beef. You get the beef. Oh, man. Beef and cheddar, I'm telling you. One of the greatest fast food sandwiches of all time. It's fantastic. Because, you know, the cheddar, it's that great cheddar sauce. And it's hot. So you got the cheddar sauce, the Arby's beef, the Arby's red sauce on a heated onion roll. There's onions in it. There you go.
it smells like onions.
There's your veg. It's got onion. There's onions in the bun.
I don't know. I want, like, some lettuce.
Oh, God.
Maybe tomato. I don't know if that would work.
Wouldn't work.
Something.
You go to Arby's for the wrong reasons. Because of walnuts. You go to Arby's for walnuts
chicken
and grapes.
Salad.
And chicken salad.
It's really good.
Ving Rhames is very angry with you right now. All right.
That's meat, chicken.
Oh, not really. Kind of. All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do would Esmeralda buy that tomorrow?
Oh, okay.
So think about what you would buy.
Everything.
Everything. All right. All right. We'll take a break. The news is coming up. You know what? 5 seconds.